You were telling us about the bust from 1AD that somebody bought at a thrift shop for $35.
$35.
And now it's worth almost $1 million. It was from 1AD, but nobody knew that because it's just blended into the thrift shop.
In fact, there's a picture of the bust as she was taking it home, or she was transporting it somewhere, and it had a price tag on its cheek. You know, from the thrift store.
I would be scared to touch it. It's that old.
Oh, gosh, I know.
Unbelievable. So, anyway, got us to talking, and we got some more people on the phone here, 426-5343, about has anybody really gotten a good deal at garage sales? Of course, you go there and you get some good deals all the time. You know, purses for 50 cents. I mean, whatever it's going to be. But have you really gotten a good deal? You know, like, that kind of a deal. We had a woman, we had a woman who called, bought a purse for 50 cents at a Fort Wayne garage sale, and it had $1,000 in it. And so that was our lead caller so far in the lead with $1,000 payday. She's going to give the money back, but hopefully it'll give her a nice reward. And the other thing is, you may be able to find a lot of these at the Arlington Park. Angie, didn't you used to live in Arlington Park when they did this?
I sure did. Yeah, when I was in school, I lived there. When I was, like, you know, growing up, I lived there. So these are some fun memories I remember. I remember there were times I couldn't get out of the driveway to go to school in the morning because people would already be lined up. Their cars would already be parked along the street.
Yeah, for the garage sales.
Yeah, so that's, you know, fun to tell Northrop High School, listen, there's a garage sale this morning. That's why I'm late today. Let's see, there was a time we were trying to get ready for prom, taking prom pictures, and we were on a pond, but there were people, like, going through the trails and walking behind the houses, like, you know, at the garage sales, and we're like,
were cutting through the back of the houses for the to go to the other garage sales?
Yes. And we're on the pond trying to take nice prom pictures, or Sally with a lamp heading through. But it was always so fun. And, you know, another thing is when I moved away to college in Ohio, I was, you know, talking about, you know, where are you from, da, 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 and I said I, you know, was from Fort Wayne, and they said, oh, we go over there all the time to the Arlington garage sale, and I was like, that's where I live, and they were like, no way, we should stay there for the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, during the sale, and I'm like, oh, my.
I wonder what hotel occupancy is. When is, Carrie, you said it was around May 20th
this
year?
May 20th, that weekend.
All right. Well, we got somebody, I think we have somebody else who scored big at a garage sale here in Fort Wayne. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
Well, I went to a garage sale 2 years ago in Fort Wayne and found found a Scotty Cameron putter, which is a real high end with all the pros use.
Uh-huh.
And it had the initials DC on it. Had no idea what that was. Took it home, put it on a website, and it turned out that it was one that Darren Clark, who was a European pro, won the British Open, one of the top players in the world at the time, had used, and it was made specifically for him by Scotty Cameron. I paid $45 for it, and I think I sold it on eBay for right at $1,800.
So
it's not $1 million Buddha or whatever that thing was, but it was welcome money.
Wow, there you go. You're exactly. Look at this, everybody. Now we have two people who have hit it big on garage sales.
So, and I did not give it back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think they even, because if they're like me, it's like, who's this guy? You knew enough to look for it because you're an avid golfer, so you knew enough, so that's what paid off for you.
Yeah, there's a website for Scotty Cameron people. It's like a cult-type putter thing, and yeah, somebody told me that's Darren Clark's putter. And he uses the Ryder Cup at Valhalla back in 2008, so that was even more valuable.
Way to go. Are you still doing garage sailing, or have you had your fill?
I'm going garage sailing tomorrow morning. Carroll Creek.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.